Prescott City Administrator Matt Wolf joined KDWA to talk a bit about Monday's City Council meeting at Prescott City Hall, which included some road reconstruction, assessments, a real estate sale, and news on parking.
Monday, February 12th, we met and we had a public hearing on preliminary special assessments and the design for Elm Street reconstruction from Kinney Connect to Walter Street, and then Washington Street reconstruction from Walter Street to Wascota Street. I had a public hearing on that, talked about the special assessment report, answered some questions regarding street design in terms of the width for allowing parking, which there will be parking on one side of the street, the length of the reconstruction, and then the sidewalk that will be included on the one side of the street for that reconstruction. That's part of our comprehensive outdoor recreation plan for a sidewalk plan, and that's why that sidewalk is included. Overall, that reconstruction is expected to cost about $3.2 million, but we'll be going out to bids here in February, and hopefully by the beginning of March, then we'll have our bids in and we'll see where we finally fall in terms of cost. And then we went to reports of standing commissions, just recap planning commission, went over our other upcoming meetings, but the two items then under new business, we had the sale of real estate at 911 Pearl Street. This is a building that we bought back in 2021. There was concerns that the food pantry was going to lose their location, so the city stepped in and applied for a community development block grant to buy that property and keep the food pantry there. As well as part of that, we got that grant to also renovate, I should say, the building to allow for a senior meal prep, redesign some of the food pantry area, and then do a community health testing area as well. So that construction is all complete. So as part of an agreement that we signed with the Prescott Area Food Pantry back in 2022, we are now going to sell that building back to the food pantry for them to own and maintain for a dollar. That has to be maintained as a food pantry then for the next 15 years as part of that community development block grant. So that was approved. And then finally, like you said, some parking discussion. Downtown parking, depending on who you talk to, always an interesting point of discussion. But we had some discussion about adding parking about 16 spots on Dakota Street. We already did about 10 spots back in 2020 or 2021. So we asked for approval for costs and construction of those 16 spots for a cost not to exceed $60,000. So that was approved as well. And then we had no other business and we moved to adjournment. The next city council meeting will be Monday, February 26th.
We've also had some listeners wondering over the past week or so what exactly has been going on with the low-flying helicopters between both bridges near the St. Croix River.
So we know that utility companies, especially I think XL, will use helicopters to specialists to trim branches and stuff over by the river. In terms of exactly why they were there this last week, I'm not sure. But in the past, that's what they've been used for, to trim tree limbs around hanging power lines and also do maintenance on those lines that go over the river.